He found a lot harder to concentrate on Breeze that afternoon, and when he left the building at 5 o'clock, he was still so worried that he walked straight into someone just outside the door.
"Sorry,"
he grunted, as the tiny old man stumbled and almost fell. It was a few seconds before Mr. Dursley realized that the man was wearing a violet cloak. He didn't seem at all upset of being almost knocked to the ground. On the contrary, his face split into a wide smile.